for the sense fulfillment. Nothing more, nothing less. Just acquisition and enjoyment is the only reason for which he or she lives. Whereas a divine person doesn't live for that. He contacts the world. He goes through sense contact. He also enjoys. He also acquires. But that's not his central theme for which he lives. So, in 16 he says about a demoniac person, he says, bewildered by many a fancy, entangled in the web of delusion, deluded by the senses, as if that's the whole thing that one should live for. They get addicted to the sensual enjoyments and they fall into a foul hell. Hell meaning mental agitation. Hell is nothing but a state of mind. So they go through mental agitation. Because when you just live for fulfilling your desires, the world is not catered to fulfill one person's desires. So there will be a lot of desires that are unfulfilled, and unfulfilled desires are causing mental agitation. They are constantly frustrated, repressed individuals. And they may be fulfilling few desires, but still they are not very happy. Because they have innumerable desires. That's what he means by bewildered by many a fancy. So in short, they are hardly into spiritual path. They are mostly into sensual aspects. In case they are into spiritual, how do they function? This is what he is speaking in verse number 17. Next verse. आत्मसंभाविताः शब्दाः धनमानमधान्विताः धनमानमधान्विताः यजन्ते नाम यज्ञैस्ते दम्भेनाविधिपूर्वकम् आत्मसंभाविताः शब्दाः धनमानमधान्विताः यजन्ते नाम यज्ञैस्ते ദംഭേനാവിധി പൂർവകം. ആത്മസംഭാവിത, സെൽഫ് കൺസീറ്റഡ്. ഫസ്റ്റ് തിങ് വി ടോക്സ് അബൌട്ട് ഡിമോണിക് പേഴ്സൺസ് ഇസ് ദ എക്സ്ട്രീംലി സെൽഫ് കൺസീറ്റഡ്, ഓവർ വാല്യൂവിംഗ് ദെംസെൽസ്, ടേക്കൺ ഓവർ ബൈ പ്രൈഡ്, ഓവർ പവർഡ് ബൈ ദി പ്രൈഡ്. ദ എക്സ്ട്രീംലി സ്റ്റബേൺ, ദേ നോട്ട് ഓപ്പൺ ടു ദി വ്യൂസ്, ദേ നോട്ട് ഓപ്പൺ ടോക്ക്, ജസ്റ്റ് ക്ലോസ്. ദേ വ്യൂസ് ആർ അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ്. And they are overpowered by the pride of their wealth, their achievements. See, no achievement is possible without so many other people's contribution. Impossible. Even to conduct a class like this, so many people contribute. The driver comes to pick me up. These guys organize, they keep the rooms in the right temperature by the time we come. Everything is set. There are so many people contributing. I have learned from my guru. My guru was taught by his guru, the entire Guru Sishya Parampara. And if I studied in the ashram for 3 years, there were people who had contributed for the trust to be able to sponsor the students to study. Because if the students were to be mentally disturbed about their living, they can't concentrate on study. Right? So many people have come together. But you get overpowered by these achievements because your focus, the whole focus is upon yourself. See, simple, when you focus on the world, you become out of focus. When you focus on you, the world becomes out of focus. So that's what he's saying, the self-centered people, demoniac people, they are extremely self-conceited by their achievements, they are stubborn and overpowered by their pride and arrogance of wealth. Wealth meaning any acquisition. See, in life, somebody is provided with little more material wealth. Somebody is provided with physical health. Somebody is provided with mental calmness. Somebody is provided with knowledge. Somebody is provided with a lot of people. All the time there are people who are there around them. That's another kind of wealth. If you have all the wealth but nobody is there to inquire about your health, nobody is there to inquire you, how are you, what you are, nor can you talk to anybody else. It's a pathetic situation to be. When you travel, you find a lot of people who are extremely lonely. Even in India now, slowly, slowly people are becoming very, very lonely. Right? So, but to concentrate on just what you have got, and that also, by so many other people's contribution, but being oblivious to that and becoming extremely taken over by the pride is meaningless. And such people, first of all, they perform any sacrifices, any spiritual deal if they get into, that also they do in the name. It's for the name. They perform sacrifices in name out of ostentation, hypocrisy. The focus is more on, you have to see, spirituality means. Effacement of ego. Please understand. Either you are there or God there. Can't be both. If God is there, you are not there. You are there, God is not. Beautiful story depicts this in Mahabharata, where both Arjuna and Duryodhana go to Krishna to seek his help during the before the battle. Right? They want both of them are approaching Krishna to appeal to him to fight on their side. And Krishna will always select only dharmic side. And Dharma is in this case is with Pandavas and Arjuna. So Arjuna also goes, Duryodhana also goes. But Krishna is pretending to be sleeping. And Duryodhana goes and stands next to Krishna's head. Because his arrogance doesn't allow him to stand next to Krishna's feet. He says, why should I stand next to the fellow's feet? I'll go and stand next to his head. And Arjuna has humility. He goes and stands next to Krishna's feet. Right? And when Krishna opens the eyes, he sees Arjuna first and says, Arjuna, come, what can I do for you? Then he says, Acha, Duryodhana, you are also there. Okay, but I asked Arjuna first, let him say what he wants. You know, then Arjuna asks, he says, okay, I'll. And Duryodhana also, even then he gives the option to them. One side, my entire army will fight. And the other side, I will fight without weapons. Which one do you want, Arjuna? And Arjuna says, I want you only. Not your weapon or anything. And Duryodhana also is very happy. Because he thinks, Arjuna is an idiot. Settling for Krishna without weapons. I have got all the weapons of mass destruction. So I will certainly win is what he thought. He is arrogant. You understand? So, spirituality means self-effacement. The ego should become more and more diluted. And that's what is symbolized by lighting a lamp. Or the camphor. Camphor has a fragrance. And camphor is nothing but fragrance consolidated. Just like you are nothing but vasana consolidated. Vasana comes from the root vas. Vas means fragrance. So camphor represents fragrance, the vasanas. So that vasana consolidated is camphor. And when you light it in the fire of knowledge, the vasana gets burnt. And what happens? The consolidated form merges with the total. Then it's completely burnt. So when you light yourself with spiritual knowledge, the ego, the vasanas get destroyed. Similarly, when you light a lamp, ego is represented by the wick. The wick, when it is soaked in the oil of devotion and burnt by the fire of knowledge, gets burnt. So the idea of spirituality is, the ego should be burned and destroyed. But here, even in spiritual field, the ego is more pronounced. They do it for name. Our name should be there, predominantly. You know, one thing in Swamiji, none of you have visited the ashram, I've told many times. We've been collecting classes for so many years. Please come and visit the ashram. Whenever you go to Pune, Bombay, you'll be going, right? Just have to take 1 or 2 days extra and spend some time there. Yeah. One of the things that Swamiji follows is, nothing in anybody's name. In fact, in Vedanta Chaitanya's book also, you would have mentioned, the role of Vedanta is to pull man out of his infatuation to personalities and educate him on eternities. We are all attached to personalities. We need to go beyond the personality. Of course, we have to be grateful to the personality. This is the guru or the guru parampara that took us to, you know, think. But we cannot afford to get stuck to personalities. Therefore, he doesn't, you know, say it should be this name or that name. Like, it Gita has to be done. Gita would be prominent. You're doing Gita lecture, you know, or for example, buildings. There are a few people who came over saying that we will donate, but kindly put this name. They're innocent. They're not, they say, okay, in this name, on that name, in memory of, you know.
Yeah.
Swamiji said, please understand, even my name is not there. Because we want only, the institute is called Vedanta Academy. The trust is called Vedanta Cultural Foundation. The books are published in the name of Vedanta Life Institute. Everything is Vedanta. Upanishads were given by masters who didn't bother to write their name there. But I am giving. You understand? So, spirituality means self-effacement. Please understand. The more and more your ego gets effaced, the ego is opposite of spiritual growth, because ego itself elaborated with these extensions. E for edging, G for God, over out, edging God out. When you edge God out, ego is pronounced. When ego is reduced, God becomes more pronounced. So when you are growing in spiritual field, means the divine aspect will be more pronounced. I will not be there. In fact, Swamiji says, when you read a book, first read the preface. And if in the preface there is so much of I. He says, it's not worth reading the book. In fact, he quotes one book. I think the book is named as, titled as, The Europe That I Saw.
Yeah?
Europe That I Saw. Something like that. And he says, when I read the book, I bore. So he said the book's title could be changed. The I that saw Europe. You know, because the more I, the moment you become spiritual, the I should not be. Should be gone. No? Swami Ramakrishna says, message is delivered, kill the messenger. The Guru Parampara, without whom you cannot have got this, but not get stuck with the personality. You understand? You've got to grow beyond all personalities. That personality to which you get attached in the form of Guru or God is also for you to cross and go beyond. Not to get stuck. That's the idea. Therefore, if you see here, firstly in 16 he says they are fully indulging in senses only, demonic people. Demonic means selfish, self-centered, sensual, extroverted people. If at all they come into spirituality, there also their name, my name. No? That complete disillusion. Like in the 18th chapter, Sri Krishna says, Sarva Dharmaan Parityajya Mamekam Charanam Ham Tva Sarva Papyadeha Mokshayishanam. So very quietly, Swamiji explained that. We also explained to people, you know. See, you will get the same benefit. So I don't know how many of you go to the South Indian temples. When you go to the South Indian temples, you can do Archana. When you do Archana, there are two options. One is, you should do Archana in your name or your relative's name, etc. And they'll ask for the Godra, they'll ask for the star and all that. Right, Rashi and star.
Yeah.
Or you can say in God's name. Archana in God's name. And you should understand, if you do Archana in God's name, it is for you and everybody.
They always ask, you know, when by the time you end the line, you get there, you are just rambling out whatever they ask you.
Yeah.
The minute you have to move out.
South Indians know this. Even if they don't ask, whose name? Bhagwan. You understand? Some people say, no, for me also. My name also I can give. You can give your name, your star. That's okay. The other thing is wrong. As you mature, see, first initially, the child doesn't know, and child only cries when it's hungry. Right? And mother gives the milk. Whether or not the child cries, the mother will give milk. This the child doesn't know. But as the child grows, the child knows. Mother would have said, hey, so child will ask, what have you made for lunch today? Dinner today? Because the child knows that it will be taken care of.
Yeah.
You understand? So therefore, as you grow, that's why I always say, spirituality, especially Vedanta, is taking you from world dependence to God dependence to self dependence. Where the Purva Bhag is God dependence. So there you say, for my name, my Godra, my this thing. God is everywhere now.
For us, for every puja they make us do. You know, any puja you do at home, you have this Godra, you know, this Indraprastha standing or whatever. The whole thing, that's like a part of the...
In the north.
Any puja that you do, that's how they do it.
Because it's a Vedic ritual. Right? When you grow into sannyasi level, whether you take sannyasi lifestyle or not, the fact that you've gone to sannyasi level, you've gone beyond Veda. Then you understand all this. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But you go through this and go over it. We are not ridiculing that. The moment you say, Bhagavan, it's for you and everybody. You understand? For you and Bhagavan. In fact, when people go to this Gaya now, Gaya or the Shraddh, they say if you have done Shraddh once in Gaya, then you don't have to worry to do it every year. It doesn't mean you stop it. If you have done it once,
yeah,
it's like, you know, you've done it. And when you go there, you keep Pindam. Right, when you keep Pindam, they ask you for names. Even those people whom you know, related who have gone, died, friends, elders, everybody. The last you keep on Pindam, which you say, even those people who I forgot and I don't know, to everybody.
And for the ones who died in the womb or something.
And supposing you don't know your Godra, there are people who don't know their Godra. So, they say either Shiva Godra or Vishnu Godra. Because eventually everybody is from that only. You understand?
Yeah.
We only go up to Rishis, and where the Rishis have come from? The Gita is from Rishis have come from me only. So everybody has come from Bhagavan only. You understand what I'm saying? So when this kind of understanding comes, then what you are talking about, your name, your this thing, your that thing.
But even the you're going to Gaya for somebody, you're not going.
That's what I'm saying. Once you understand this, once you understand this, you cross over that. You will not be against this ritual. See, these rituals and all these things are for the grahastas. Right. As the grahastha grows, these are four steps. First is brahmacharya, student life. Then grahastha, then vanaprastha, then sannyas. By the time you come to vanaprastha, you cross over. A lot of rituals you cross over. And when you come to sannyasi, all these rituals go. You give more into jnana. A person should grow, not get stuck there. So, therefore, what I am trying to tell you is, it's not wrong. But here, in the case when he is talking about demonic fellow, he is not even in that level where he is doing it at the moment and then he will slowly grow. He only knows that. He wants his name. And he will talk about it. We've been doing it for 20 years, we've been doing it for 30 years. His name should be more prominent. His Maria, the name. That's what he is saying, out of ostentation. Sri Krishna says that very clearly here. Out of ostentation, they do this. And even if at all they do any spirituality, they perform sacrifices in name. Yajante nama yajnyaishne. Nama. Name. What you don't understand is this name and form is an illusion. This name and form, even if you take away, the reality exists. The name and form has no substance. See, pot. When you say pot, it's clay. Right? Clay in a particular shape is pot. And the clay in a particular shape has a form and color. So the property of the pot is red in color or round in shape. Right? You break the pot and remove the red color. What will remain?
Clay.
Clay will remain. So clay is the substance. Name and form is substance nahi hai. But aap log name and form ke beech mein completely gone into that. In the beginning it's okay. Like I'm trying to tell you that as you grow slowly, slowly, one has to understand this and grow out. But in the case of a demonic person, it's fully only doing for me, nothing else.
No, I have a question. I want to know because I'm also doing it. Like in remembrance of my parents or my in-laws, we are doing certain things. There we do like their names so that we respect them. We don't put our names. We put the their names.
Agreed.
But it is a name. We are still putting a name.
Agreed.
So is that okay or is that not okay?
I am not saying it's not okay. But what I am saying is,
I mean, we don't put it as God. We are putting it that, you know, in their memory.
My guru, he has really one thing. Our lectures in Delhi, one of the main sponsors is Lakshmi Prasad Education Foundation. Here, Mata is family.
So in that card also their name comes.
No, yeah. Lakshmi Prasad Education Foundation.
Yeah, we have also got.
One minute. In memory of Mr. and Mrs. Lakshmi Pat is different. Which is not wrong. Please don't understand that I am saying anything wrong. What I am trying to tell you is, if you do it, even in God's name, with the bhav, the benefit will be for your ancestors also. And I am not saying it's wrong if you do it in memory of.
Yeah.
But like for example, when I go to South Indian Mandira, that's why I give you this example. And if I say, Bhagwan ka naam mein archana kar do, in Bhagwan, am I not included? I'm a very small bubble in the entire ocean. So when I'm doing it for the ocean, it's for everybody, in which even my ancestors are included. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that is all I'm trying to say. I am not saying to do it in memory of is wrong. Nothing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Therefore, I'm only trying to say that we should rise to that God. But here is something completely different. He's not talking about those people. It's not only for the name you do. No. You really, in the name, supposing somebody else do something, you won't give it. You want to do cultural activities, good things only. Not anything negative. You are doing good activities only. But even then, things should go. And it will go. You don't have to forcefully take it away. Once the knowledge comes, it goes away. Let me tell you a very simple thing. I belong to a Naidu family. Okay, in South India, Naidu family. My surname is Naidu. If you go to my grandfather's name, it will be Sanjeevi Naidu.
Are you from Andhra?
Originally, but I am born and brought up in Chennai. So I am more of a Tamilian. I can only speak Tamil. I can't read and write Tamil. But I can read and write and speak Tamil. Now, if my grandfather's name will be Sanjeevi Naidu, if my father's name will only be Pattabhi Raman. When it came to my name, one of my aunts said, "Joel Naidu," I just forget it. Just Lakshmi Narayan. And my surname is my father's name. In South India, I don't need Naidu to do the thing. I'm not saying if you put it, it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm only trying to say, as the knowledge comes, you go out. That's the right thing. Forcefully you can't remove when it's not right. You understand? Some people who had put it before, but they've grown out of it. They are not really stuck to their caste or anything. But if they have to change the name, they have to go to the gazette and change and all that, therefore they say let it be. Just because their name Naidu, Reddy or Rao or Gupta is there, doesn't mean they are casteist. It was there initially, but they have now grown out of all the casteism and all that. But still, just for the gazette's sake, they just leave it. And they don't go and change the whole thing, so they just left it. What I am trying to say is, mentally you must grow. And when you do it for God, please understand the benefit will come to everybody. When your ancestors will be included in that. Impossible that they will not include. Right? So there is no specifically required. But if you still feel you have to continue, please continue. Maintaining the vow. But as the knowledge comes, there will come a time when you will grow. That's all I am saying. So, but here is not talking about it. Here, no. Only my name. coming only because it's my name.
Otherwise, I'm not coming.
You understand? Here, you feel little gratitude to your parents. It's not doing in your name, but to your parents. So you want to do it in your parents' name or in-laws' name or some elders' name. That's out of gratitude. You understand? That's slightly different. But even that, I'm saying, slowly we have to grow. And we will grow as the knowledge comes in. So the emphasis is in me, not in the lecture. See, if Krishna is there, I am not there. I am there, Krishna is there. Please understand. Whereas an egoistic person, even in a cremation ground where everybody is assembled, he would like to be the dead body because everybody's attention is on the dead body. The focus of attention is on himself. I'm just grossly thinking now, just grossly. Supposing okay, XYZ, in memory of XYZ. Okay, fine. But they don't want the memory of XYZ to be small. Bhagavad Gita lecture will be small. In memory of XYZ, bigger font.
Got it. That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what he's saying here. They're doing it for me. See, this is beautiful Markandeya story. Markandeya, child born and was supposed to die at the age of 16 as per his destiny. And Yama comes to throw the rope noose around him on his neck. By the time he runs and goes and hugs Lord Shiva's idol, Shivalinga. And Yama, by the time had already let loose his noose and it goes and falls on him and Shivalinga. And Shiva comes to his form and blesses Markandeya and says, leave him, he will be 16 forever. The story. What we need to understand is, once I have, I am a small circle. Once the small circle has taken refuge in the bigger circle, now you don't have to breathe. You understand? The snake around Shiva's neck is safe. Vainateya Garuda cannot do anything to it. So it can ask around you to Garuda. But if it is not around Shiva's neck, can it ask Vainateya? So we should slowly, slowly tie ourselves to the higher. And once the higher we tie, the lower is included. See, when you work for your family, you are part of it. Don't forget that. People think, oh, I've been working for my family, but neglecting me, then are you not part of the family? When you work for your family, should you not take care of your body? Should you not take care of your health? When you board the flight, they announce the safety measures and they say, at times of emergency, the oxygen mask will fall from above.
First
take care of yourself and then others. So because you are part of it. Do you understand? So therefore what I am saying is, when you work for the total, you are part of it. So when you have already offered to the total, it's included. Everybody is included. All I am trying to say. Okay? So even if they get into spirituality, this is their intention. So I'm out of ostentation. And then he says, contrary to ordinance. This is all contrary to dharma.
Yes.
Dharma means what? Dissolution of the individual.
Yes.
But here, contrary to ordinance. Next. Ahankaram balam dharpam. Ahankaram balam dharpam. Kamam krodham cha samshrutaha. Kamam krodham cha samshrutaha. Mamatma paradeheshu. Mamatma paradeheshu. Pradvishanto vyasuyakaha. Pradvishanto vyasuyakaha. Ahankaram balam dharpam. Kamam krodham cha samshrutaha. Mamatma paradeheshu. Pradvishanto vyasuyakaha.